Have we started?
We've started.
Oh, we're never going to stop. Well, we are in about 45 minutes. It's The Greatest Show with me, The Greatest Show host, Rob Gutman. Boom, boom, in the room. I have Dan's, Morgan and Austin, Neil. I've got Gareth and I've got Kopey. They need no more explanation than that, do they? You're that much of a legend, Kopey.
Thanks.
It's okay. This, the theme of the show, because I'm on topic as per, is, let me just read over my own notes, remind myself what I said. Your greatest Anfield European night, right? Well, nights, because you're going to pick three. And just to mess it up a bit, you've got to pick one from one of three eras. So you've got to pick one from the last century. Don't look at me like I'm mad and you haven't read my agenda, Paul.
I didn't read it properly.
Well,
obviously.
You haven't, have you? So now you required a modicum of research.
Mine. I was certain. Right. I was absolutely certain of mine.
Well, you're going to be... So you've got to pick one that's pre-2000, okay? So dig deep. You've got to pick one from 2000 to 2010, and you've got to pick one from 2010 to now. The criteria you can select from can be anything. It can be best atmos, most important result, the best that you think Liverpool played, the most dramatic, or all of the above. And obviously, we're all feeling like Barcelona this week was the best thing that ever happened at Anfield ever, and it might well be. You don't have to pick that. You can just be perverse and not pick that. So I don't know where to start. Before we crack on, I want to actually sort of talk as well a little bit about the evolution of the magical Anfield night as we go through the show and talk about why it might have been different then to now, or is it or isn't it? That kind of shizzle. Dan, let's start with you, and let's start way back when, well before you were born, in the 20th century, sorry. What's your choice from that era?
Well, I'm going to go all the way back to 1965 and have Inter Milan.
How old are you then? Minus what?
Minus 31. No, that's not right.
Fucking hell.
Something like that. I don't know. Born 86.
I was about to be born.
So, yeah. 21. I really like the idea of Inter as a thing, because obviously it's well before my time. But when you read about it, when you look at it, it just kind of feels like the start of the whole Liverpool in Europe thing.